Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Hey, we appreciate you. We thank you for joining us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, the same place, same time, right on Blog Talk Radio, where we bring you more exciting and interesting shows. Again, we are so glad to have all of our listeners, and we thank you very much for tuning in to stay up to date on all of the great shows that we have lined up for you. Make sure you visit my official website, which has my e-blast list. That's right, you can join the list, and that way what I can do is once a week send you an e-blast so you know all of the great shows we have lined up. And you can go to my official website right now by visiting www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com, and you will see the radio page, and you can sign up for my e-blast list. You also can check me out in iTunes. That's right. You can go to the iTunes store and search for Charvette. That's me, and that's S-H. A-R-V-E-T-T-E, and I am in the podcast list, and you can get that downloaded to your iPod for free. Don't you just love that? Hey, I definitely want to give a shout-out and a blast for next week's show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, next week, you know the date, November 4th, which is Election Day, and we will be live and in living color and on the air at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're so excited about this historic event, really. And what we're going to do is going to be so fun. I'm going to have some guest co-hosts that are going to be joining me. I have a young lady that's working the polls in Northern Virginia. She's going to call into the show and kind of tell us what's going on at the polls. So we'll have kind of a live reporter, if you will. And she's actually working in the polls that night. And we're going to let you, the listener, call in. You can give shout outs. You can call in and share your experience at the poll. If you just want to call in and just because you're so excited and want to share that excitement, and again, this historic event, we're going to have the phone lines open. You'll be able to call in area code 347-945-5907, which is the listener line. You'll be able to join us in the chat room, and we're just going to have fun for about 45 minutes. Next week is going to be our live Election Day on air party brought to you by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And again, we're so excited about that. All right. So for the first segment of my show today, we're going to talk about marketing tips. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. How do you market yourself? Now, many of you may say, oh, I'm not a salesperson. You know, that's not me. But if you are in business, certainly, you need to market yourself. If you are in ministry, if you have an organization, if you provide a service, you may have a book you've written that you are trying to sell. You may be an artist that you can sing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are constantly marketing ourselves. We are constantly selling ourselves. And I just want to share a few tips that I have observed for things that I think that'll help you if you are marketing a service, a product, a business, a ministry. So number one, tip number one from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is a combination of two things. Definitely you need to have a bio put together. You need to put together a bio because, again, if you're offering a product, business, or service, you may be available to go speak at a conference. You may be available to speak at a seminar in your local city. Someone may want to bring you on their radio show. You need to have a bio which kind of outlines information about yourself, what you do, why you do it, a little bit of background information, some of your credentials, what makes you an expert in that particular field, whether it's a product or business or service. So you want to have a bio. Now, a lot of people know that they should have bios. The twist that I want to add to that is that you need to have two bios. You need to have a long, full bio that gives everything, but then you also want to have a short bio that may be just 4 to 6 sentences that captures the details, the quick hit things that people need to know about you. The reason why you need a short bio is that if you are going on a radio show, if you are speaking at a seminar, if someone's going to plug you on their website, even for traditional media such as newspapers, TV, things of that nature, they need the quick information, and they may not be able to download a full page bio or two. Sometimes people have a lot of information on their bio. So my recommendation is that you have your full bio, and then you also have a short bio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you got that? Great. Now, the other thing you need to accompany your bio is a professional headshot. You should definitely go out and get a professional digital headshot, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, it's nice if you have the picture actually printed out, but 9 times out of 10, again, if you're marketing yourself in 2008 going into 2009, people need to have access to your headshot and your digital picture online. So you can go from the low end all the way to the high end. You want to spend a whole lot of money and have a full out photo shoot, you can do that. But you can go to your local Sears even, and they have a Photoshop, and they can take your picture and give it to you on CD. So you definitely want to go that route. I do not recommend that you scan in old pictures. The quality is not good. The reproduction quality is not good. So, again, if you, say, are a panelist at a local seminar and they need to put your picture in the program, if you scanned in like an old picture that you like of yourself, it's not going to reprint clearly. So you want to have a digital headshot, and you want to get your bio together long and short. Okay. The second thing, you definitely need to have web presence. Some people are scared of the computer, but again, in 2008, going into 2009, you must have web presence because people expect it. Now, that can entail a couple of things. My high recommendation is that you have an official website, which is a website that belongs to you. So, like, for instance, my official website is www.mitchell-productions.com, and it's all about me and it's dedicated to me. So you definitely need to have that, and they're just a website, I like to say, is just like buying a car. You can have something very inexpensive all the way up to the Range Rover. So it all depends on how much you want to pay and all the bells and whistles. But these days and ages, you can definitely get a very stylish and economical website that looks great, and Mitchell Productions can actually help you with that. But there are a wide array of websites that you can get. You can also definitely use social networking sites and professional networking sites. So, for instance, a social networking site is MySpace. So MySpace is a web page. It's not your own personal site, but it is a web page. It's phenomenal for connecting with people that you haven't talked to in a while or meeting new people. What I recommend for MySpace is that if you have a personal page, that you have two pages. So if you have a ministry or a business or an organization that you're trying to market, that you set up a page for that and then have your own personal page. That way you don't have to mix business with pleasure, if you understand what I'm saying. And I recommend that you definitely have a sleek, clean-looking page. Believe it or not, MySpace is ranked very, very high in the search engines, and producers from the Oprah Winfrey Show, they go into Google when they're looking for shows, looking for guests, looking for topics. They go into Google and they search the web. Well, you may have something that triggers a topic or lines up with the topic that they have, and say they find your MySpace page and you got some crazy stuff on your MySpace page. Not going to look good. So you want to make sure that any kind of web presence you have is sleek, it's clean, and it represents who you are and what you are representing. So hopefully you all can read between the lines on that. And then MySpace is just one. It's the most well-known. There are many other online networking sites. that are big and that are small, again, you want to leverage them and you want to have consistent information, and you want to make sure that if you do have an official website, which I hope you do, that all of your networking pages and sites always go back to your official website. And then you can always put your professional headshot that you took. You remember my first tip? You want to put that on all of your web pages, again, to kind of give you that clean, sleek look. Okay, some other things that you can do to market yourself. Again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Vlog Talk Radio. And I'm just giving you a couple of tips to market yourself, and that's marketing you, whether you are an author, whether you are an artist, whether you are promoting an organization, a service, a ministry, a business. These are tips to market yourself. The third tip that I have is around doing vendor gigs, I call them, or local conferences, local seminars. So you may, again, be an author, artist, offering some type of service or product. Look in your local area to see where you can kind of connect with people. A lot of times when people have conferences and they have seminars, and it can be big scale or something very simple at your local community center or your local church, a lot of times they will offer what they call vendor spaces, where you basically get a table and can come and have your products, if you have products, or give out information about your service or whatever it is that you are marketing. I highly recommend that you do those because that helps you to connect to your people that may be able to get a product or service from you, and it just helps you to connect with people. You can also, in your local area, tied to conferences and seminars, you can offer to be a conference speaker, a seminar speaker. You can offer to be on a panel. So if you have an interest in a certain area, say you have interest in women's rights, or say you have an interest or you've written a book concerning children's health, or you are a minister and you can talk about varying things concerning empowering topics, you can reach out, search the internet, of course, and just anything, put feelers out with friends about any conferences or seminars that are coming up, and you can recommend yourself as a conference speaker, as a seminar speaker, as a panelist, and that is all about marketing yourself, marketing your service, your product, your business, or your ministry. Okay, the next tip I want to talk about is local radio and internet radio. So you have your traditional radio that if you're riding in your car and you can hear in your car on your radio, that's your traditional radio. Then you have internet radio like you're listening to right now. Both of them offer a wide range of programming, different types of shows that you could reach out to get interview spots. That's definitely a way that you can market your product, your business, your service, your ministry. In your local city, oftentimes it's just a matter of calling the station and talking to a contact to get an interview. A lot of times in local radio or traditional radio, an interview may be about 8 to 10 minutes. That's a long time. You can say a whole lot. Trust me, you can say a whole lot in that amount of time. So definitely use and utilize your local radio stations. And then internet radio, there's oh, my goodness, there are tons and tons and tons of shows that are out there that are available for you. Take Blog Talk Radio, for instance. You can solicit interview requests from those that have shows on Blog Talk Radio that are aligned with your area of expertise. Again, it all goes back to marketing yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to the second half of our show, and we will see you then.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I had no pain. I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49. If only I'd known. If only I'd listened.
People with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to suffer a stroke than people without diabetes. And many who survive are severely disabled. You can reduce your risk of stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. You should also talk to your healthcare provider about taking aspirin. And if you smoke, get help to quit. To learn more about reducing your risk of stroke, Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
Has God inspired you to share His word through books or music? Are you seeking help with marketing and promoting your work? Well, look no further. Kingdom Publishing Group Incorporated, the area's leading publisher, producer, and promoter of Christian books and music, is here to meet your needs. We offer a full range of book publishing and music production services, as well as customized marketing packages and representation. In essence, from conception to delivery, we help you get your God-inspired work out to the world. To find out more about Kingdom Publishing Group and the services we offer, visit us on the web at www.kingdompublishing.org. That's www.kingdompublishing.org. Or to schedule your no-cost consultation, call us at 804-515-9100. That's 804-515-9100. Kingdom Publishing Group Incorporated, helping you get God's word and His work out to the world.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're so glad to pick right back up and get right into our second segment. And I'm telling you, we are so excited. And I have my guest on the line for our second segment. And Miss Sharitha Bowen, are you on the line?
I'm here, Charvette. How are you?
I am great. We thank you so
Thanks
much
for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Sharitha is a former pastor, author, playwright, speaker, mentor, and visionary. She has definitely penned several books, including Soul Inspiration, The Triumphant Testimony of a Praying Wife, and that was featured in Essence magazine and in conferences and radio stations all across the country. She is the founder of the Soul Inspiration Theater Company, which is a 501c3 nonprofit theater company, and we're going to talk to her today about their latest stage play, Girl Talk, which is coming to Fort Washington, Maryland this Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mic, Sharitha.
Hello.
All right, so tell us. Yes, and thank you, because I know you are on your way to rehearsal right now.
I am, sis, I am. We're excited, though. We really are. This is we rolled out the production, actually, back in June, and we received such a great response, so we're going to do it again for our PG County folk. So we're excited about it.
Great. So tell us, give us all the details, the location, the times, and
sure.
All that.
Yes, it's going to be at the Harmony Hall Center, the John Addison Concert Hall, and it's at 10701 Livingston Road in Fort Washington, Maryland. It's this coming Saturday, and we're having two shows, a 3 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. And the tickets are $30. If you have a group of five or more, and a lot of sisters are bringing out their book clubs and bringing out their singles groups and their women's ministries.
Yeah.
If you have a group of five or more, we are giving a discount at $25 per ticket. So, yeah, tickets are selling fast. We only have actually a couple rows left for 3 o'clock, but we do have seats left for 7 o'clock, and everybody's really excited about it.
Outstanding. And how can people purchase tickets?
You can go online. My website is www.sharithabowman.com. I can spell my name. It's SHERITHABOWMAN.com, and they can purchase them right online. And if we do still have tickets this weekend, of course, they can pay at the door. We're hoping to sell out before then, but if not, we'll be glad to sell tickets at the door.
Okay, so tell us about Girl Talk. What's kind of the gist of this stage play?
Well, yes, Girl Talk, it features a recurring character from one of my first plays, The Me Nobody Knows, that I did back in 2004, a first lady called First Lady Katrina Cottrell, and she's very ditzy and very, you know, proper and prim and pris, and she returns on the scene, and she holds a book club at her home, and she invites sisters from the church to come out. Well, they talk about everything but the book, Charvette. They talk about self-love, sexuality, that color complex that we got going on with the light skin, dark skin thing. And, we talk about how long does it really take you to get over your ex? How can we effectively minister to gays and gays and lesbians and homosexuals? We talk about everything. And then there's a twist, and I get to act a fool.
That's
a twist when First Lady gets to, yes, I get to act a fool. So there's a twist that nobody's expecting, and I'm not going to give that away, but it's hilarious. It's a heartwarming story. Even though we have a lot of fun with it, there's a very good message that comes through. It's a very powerful message that comes through about, you know, not being so judgmental about people and stop, you know, sizing people up by what you see. Get to know folk, and we get into sisterhood and how we need to be there for one another. So it's a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of great messages in there. And it's not just for girls. It's for everybody. So the brothers
great.
Can come too.
Great. And, again, that's a stage play, Girl Talk. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
come to Fort Washington, Maryland, this Saturday. So tell us about the cast.
Oh, my goodness. We have Sharmi Randolph and Miss Sharmi Randolph and Stephanie Cruz are returning. They've been in every play that I've had. This is my fourth production, and they have been in each and every one. And the girls are just so much fun. Right now we're like family, I mean, because we've been around each other so much. And I like it like that, because in order to do what we do and for it to really, really touch, you know, the hearts, you got to be able to feel it. And I believe sisters and brothers are able to feel it, because they can feel us and they know that, you know, there's unity there up on the stage, because we spend so much time, and I tell you, I monopolize these girls' time. They're with me all year long rehearsing, and but they don't mind.
Right, because it's their passion.
Yeah, they are passionate about it. I tell you, they come out faithfully to rehearsals, and each and every time, you know, I make a casting call, they, you know, right there, please find me a part. I'm like, you know, I'm about tired of y'all. But yes, they are beautiful, and I love every one of them. We also going to have this year, we're going to have an MC. I don't generally have an MC. I usually MC the show, but we're going to have an MC. We're going to have Comedian Platinum. A lot of the PG County people have heard of Comedian Platinum, and also gospel vocalist Carmen Calhoun. And she's pretty well known in the gospel community. So they're going to add some flavor to the night. So, yeah, we plan on having a wonderful time.
Wow. And now what is this about this old school dance contest?
Y'all not ready for that.
Oh, we not ready. We not ready.
Y'all not ready for that. For some reason, I don't know. I just think I know how to dance, okay? So the last two productions, I've just been breaking out in old school dances. So I decided that I'm going to hold a little competition, and I'm going to have some folk come up there and show us what they got. And we're going to do an applause like they do, you know, how they do on exactly on the Apollo. And whoever gets the greatest applause, then that's who's going to be the winner for the evening.
Wow. Now, is that going to take place before or during intermission? How are you going to do
I'll probably do it at, there's no intermission. Actually, the performance runs without an intermission, so we'll probably do that towards the end.
Wow. I think that is such a great twist. I mean, you've got the play, you got the comedian, you got the dance. I mean, Lord have mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, these tickets should have been like
$60.
And that's what
I know,
it's all
right?
About. Right. I think that's outstanding to be creative in your dramatic presentation and give the audience some extra nuggets. I applaud you for that.
I like to have fun, so, yeah, that's just natural for me.
Cool. So tell us more about Soul Inspiration Theater Company. So this is one stage play, but you've got a plethora of things that you work on.
You know, actually, Soul Inspiration Ministries, this rolled out 10 years ago, as a matter of fact. It all started with a book I wrote, Soul Inspiration for Women Married to Unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a journal where I was putting down all my feelings of how it was to be married to a man who hadn't accepted Jesus Christ as a Savior. Well, I took that journal, converted it into a book, and it started an e-list, and sisters started to contact me. And then after I knew that, I was having, you know, speaking at support groups and, you know, being invited to speak at conferences, and one thing led to another. And I, you know, that was the one book, and then the other books came after that. But the actual theater production company didn't come for about 6 years after that.
Okay.
I just had this, I don't know, I guess that's that creative bug in me wanted to present differently than just standing at the pulpit and talking.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to add a dramatic flavor to it because, you know, our attention span ain't nothing but 2 seconds anyway.
You know that.
And I can't stand to stand somewhere and see sisters yawning and, you know, scrunching and moving in their seat, because after a while you just get tired of being talked at.
Right.
So I said I wanted to, you know, twist it and give it a little flavor and bring in, you know, the personality that God gave me. And I came up with all these different characters he was giving me. And one thing led to another, and it just kind of grew from there. And a lot of the, you know, the business that I get is word of mouth. You know, churches just ask us to come back each and every year, and they write and say, you have a new play, you have a new play. So I'm just loving what God is doing in that.
Outstanding. Put you center stage, literally and figuratively, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Ma'am.
Again, give our listeners all the details about the coming stage play this coming Saturday, November 1st, Girl Talk. Give us the details again.
Yes, this Saturday at Harmony Hall Center at the John Addison Concert Hall in Fort Washington, Maryland. And we're going to have two shows, one at 3 o'clock, one at 7 o'clock p.m. And tickets are $30. And like I said, we're going to have the full production. We're going to have a comedian as well as our special guest vocalist, Carmen Calhoun. And you can order tickets online by visiting my website, www.sharithabowman.com. And for those of you who my name just sounds crazy, as it does to a lot of people, you can call me at 301-802-3315.
Outstanding. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Tell me, what motivates and influences Sharitha?
I tell you, just knowing my purpose, Charvette, I discovered that my purpose was to write years ago when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And when you discover what your purpose is, when God lays that thing on your heart and you know that you know that you know what you're supposed to be doing, that's the motivation for me. God is my motivation. He has spoken to my heart, and he has told me, this is what I have you to do. This is why you're here, Sharitha. So that is inspiration and motivation enough for me, girl. I don't need anybody to push me.
Uh-huh.
If I wasn't doing this, baby, I wouldn't even be breathing. I'm telling you, I'm serious. This is it for me. This is it. And I just love the fact that I'm not out there trying to figure it out. I actually know what it is that God has called me to do, and it feels so good.
Outstanding. And
so
we tell
good.
You to keep on doing what you're doing. And we look
for
more
for
great things coming from you. We'll bring you back on the show when you got the next stage play going on, all right?
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that.
Great. Thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thanks, Charvette.
All right, have a blessed evening.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we are just so excited for all of our listeners. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm so glad to have you. And actually, I think my next guest is on the line. Special guest, are you there? Hello, Kim, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
All right. Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so glad to have you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for all of your time today, and we appreciate you. Again, visit us online at www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's mitchell-productions.com. You can check out all of our past shows. So if you missed any of our great shows, I'm telling you, we have talked to Thelma from Good Times. We have, oh my goodness, we have heard from co-pastor Susie Owens. We have heard from Dr. Medina Pullins. We have heard from, oh my goodness, so many people. John Gray, comedian John Gray. We've just heard from so many phenomenal people. If you've missed any of our shows, no problem. All you have to do is go to the archives and check them out, and you can share the link with a friend. Again, tune in next week for our on-air party for Election Day at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please go out and rock the vote. Remember that your vote counts and your vote makes a difference, and you want to utilize your vote, your privilege, and your right to vote. Remember, for some of us, somebody died so that we could vote, and you dare not take that lightly. Again, we look forward to talking to you next week. And peace and love.